Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and we are continuing the Halachas of the 9 days. In Mitzvah Shem, we will discuss eating basar and drinking wine in the 9 days. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that some have a minig not to eat yesh noigim shalecha basar v'sholishtos yayim v'shavazu. In the week of Tisha B'Av, Shavuot, Shechabai, the minig is not to eat basar, not to eat meat, not to drink wine. V'yesh shemesif merosh chodesh out of tainus. Some have moisif merosh chodesh not to eat basar v'yayim. V'yesh shemesifin. And the Ramah says, our minig is, we're noig, that we don't eat meat from Rosh Chodesh and on. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down a kula. The Magen Avraham says that someone who is E.F. Shalecha Machal Chalav, for example, someone who is lactose intolerant, it's very hard for them to eat dairy, to eat milk foods, and they can't eat fleishik. So what should they do? So he says, they are allowed to eat basa oif. Loshon, the Rishbura brings it down. It's mutter for them to eat chicken. They're allowed to eat chicken, and the Magarams, the reason is because there were no kabanas. They didn't bring chicken for kabanas. They only brought meat, and also simcha is only bebasa. Therefore, b'makom that someone who cannot eat machali chalav, it's hard for him to eat dairy, it's asachayla, then the lach is, it's mutter for that person to eat basarayf. Now, not only that, the Mishavur brings down that a menekes shecholav ra latinuk, if you have a nursing mother where the milk of food, dairy food, is bad for the tinuk. It's bad, the tinuk doesn't tolerate the milk of food. So then, she's even allowed to eat basa behema. Because again, it's a tzarech of tinuk, which is a sakana, it's a tzarech of the tinuk who has to eat, has to nurse, then it's mutter for her to eat meat. Now, it's mavoyer in the halacha, that not only adults cannot eat meat, but even children cannot eat meat in the 9 days, and even for shalei gia lechinuch. And the dogma of Vava is medayik this from that the Ramah says that matzniyim rosh chodesh ve'elech ha-sakin shel shechita. Used to put away and hide the sakin shel shechita. So you see, even for katanim, they did not eat meat. And it's also void in the Mishru like that. So therefore, you should not feed fleishiks even to katanim. In the Nitig Avriel, it brings down that for 1 or 2 year old, it's mutter, since by them it's moyel libri usam, they need it for the health. And therefore, if they're not eating well any other foods, avad they'll be mutter for a 1 or 2 year old to eat fleishiks. Now, this halacha not to eat fleishiks is dafka to eat mamish fleishiks. But if it's cooked in a fleishik pot, the halacha is that it's mutter to eat that in 9 days. Even if the pot's a ben yoimai, it's mutter to eat it in the 9 days. But a tafshel or a food that's mixed with meat, for example, potato from the cholent, that is also to eat in the 9 days. That's also to eat in 9 days. But if it's bottled b'shishim and you don't taste the meat at all, then it would be mutter. And the same goes for yayin, for wine. If a wine's mixed into a food, if you could taste the wine, then it's halacha, just like tafshosha, basar zasar. This food that has wine, it would be also. So an example to this is, a lot of times people put wine into salad. And that's a problem in 9 days. You now drink wine. Or you want to put a little grape juice into your lemonade and to make it pink lemonade. That's also a problem. You now drink grape juice in the 9 days. So halacha will be, that will be usr. The only time it will be mutter is if you have 60 times the lemonade to the grape juice or 60 times the salad to the wine, which is not usually the case, so then it will be mutter. So in the generally speaking, you cannot add wine to any food when it comes to the 9 days. Now the Ramah brings down that you're allowed to eat fleishiks by a siya mesechta. And the Mishabura brings down a few conditions in order to be able to eat fleishiks by a siya mesechta. He says, if you didn't land up, you see him punk now. You should not quicken up your pace or slow down your pace in order that you should be able to make a siyum in the 9 days. It means it's a natural siyum. If I punk finished the besechta in the 9 days, then I can eat fleishiks. Another condition he says, if you never make a suda siyum, then maybe you shouldn't make it now. But he says, if it's ndamin karoy, mutarim lechol, even people who do not learn with him are allowed to eat fleishiks. If their friends would come anyway, then it's mutter for them to eat fleishiks. But it's brought down that, of course, you want to learn a special mesechta to finish in 9 days, that's fine, because they're being marba, more tyra. What could be bigger schus than Talmud tyra? What it means is, if someone finished a mesechta 3 months ago and he left 2 lines and he waits for 9 days to eat fleishiks, it's not okay. That's what Mishmur was saying. It's not okay because there, I really made to see him three months ago. I pushed it off to now. Or if usually it takes me to learn Masechta a longer time and I'm dafka learning very quick now just to get there, that's what's Layamayr. It has to be a natural learning of the Masechta, learn the Masechta well, and then you make a siyim, then it's taka, a big schus, that siyim, and you eat the fleishiks. Now, what happens if someone's invited to the Suda, but he misses the Siyam, he misses the Hadron, he misses the Siyam, actual Siyam, but he's there for the Suda? So a lot of places can say that's mutter to eat at that Suda, since the Suda is a mitzvah, it's a Suda's mitzvah to Siyam, and therefore it's mutter to eat fleishiks at that Suda. But you cannot bring the food home and eat the fleishiks at home. It's only at the Makom, at the place where the Suda is, that is where it's mutter to eat fleishiks. Now, some say you shouldn't make a Siyam after Zion Av. It comes from, it's a Gebot and Amagah of Ram, Tafkuf and Dalad. After Zion Av, it's more Chomer. But others are not makbar on this, and they make a Siyam even after Zion Av. Now, the halacha of Siyam works even if you don't have a minion. That means someone finished a Masechta, he's there with his family, his wife and three kids. He's allowed to make a Siyam without a problem and eat fleishiks, all of them. You don't dafka need a minion, even a Yochid who makes a Siyam, it still has a din of Sudas Mitzvah, and they have mutter to eat fleishiks.